Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. I guess I set the wrong audio file for the beginning of the show. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather Wagon Hall, bringing you 30 minutes of the financial tools you need to get through the week. Each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program to talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone manage their finances and attitudes. For the dual purpose of achieving financial wellness today and beginning the path for financial freedom tomorrow and for your future. And for this Wednesday, January 12th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment offices right here in sunny yet still chilly Scottsdale, Arizona. And this is the designer episode, the name brand episode, if you will, for our generics versus name brands episode. And our designer version doesn't cost you any more than the generic, so why not go with the name brand today, shall we? Anyway, my laugh tracks aren't queued up either, so I guess that wasn't really funny. But today we are talking about when and where do we fork over that extra cash for the name brand. It's something that plagues us because everybody is enamored with brand names and labels and designers, and who wouldn't want to have all of that fabulous stuff? But the reality is that most of us just can't afford it. And the value in today's episode is we're going to find out whether or not you're missing out if you do buy generic. Because it's always been, I mean, I remember when the big generic deal came out in the 70s, and the products were yellow labeled with black writing, the most basic black font. And while, you know, stores had their own brand, their store brand, if you will, which is kind of like a generic off of the knockoff name brand, the store brand still gave you a feeling of you're part of the club, the exclusivity of it all. Food Club, actually, speaking of clubs, was one of the store brands, Food Club was. And I can't remember the name of the shopping store. But we had so many cool shopping stores, I remember growing up. And they've all kind of been swallowed up, and we have a whole bunch of different chain stores now for grocery options. And then, you know, you have your super centers and your different genres of saving stores, things like that. And I think about how much we struggled when I was growing up, and the strain things put on it. But my mom wouldn't buy generic. And I think about how much money that might have been able to save us if she wasn't so afraid that it was an inferior brand. Now, generics have been around for decades now, so that's not an issue. There's no real stigma that it's a lower quality. And what we're going to discern today is sometimes it might just be as good or better than the name brand. So why don't we start with our Consumer Reports article. Consumer Reports has done taste tests on different food brands and whether or not you should buy the store-bought or the real designer brand. And in some of those, some of the respondents said that the generic was better. Some said that there was no difference, and then some said that they preferred the store brand. But these were a double-blind study, so you couldn't tell what you were tasting. You were just told that this is orange juice, so one could discern potentially what would be what if they drank it or consumed it regularly. So with that wishy-washy kind of commitment, let's talk about 10 specific products you should always buy as generic. Now, the main reason for buying generic is savings, but there's also satisfaction in giving in to the market hype to buy something because the company promotes it everywhere. So some power brands actually do the generic labeling. People are concerned, and you know, it's all an image thing, but if you're ready to put away that need for image and keeping up with the Joneses and looking fashionable and trendy and like you can afford things that you probably can't or shouldn't attempt to afford, you know, we've got some great guests coming up, and you got to think about opportunity cost. If I decide to pay that much more for the name brand, not only am I buying into the hype and feeding that fantasy for more marketing to tell me that I should be buying that brand, but you're foregoing another option. The difference that you could have saved, that money could be allocated for something else. So what are you giving up every time you give in to a name brand hype? If you're a traveler, you might not be able to travel as much. But here are some things that you can take and do each and every day in the generic category to save big bucks. And this first one is a huge one because I just did this and I can testify that I didn't notice a difference. How about over-the-counter medications? The Food and Drug Administration requires that generic medications have the same active ingredients as the patented medications that they're replacing. So because of this regulation, you know that it must be the same potency. So if you're not sure and you're worried about skimping on your health, Kathy Rosenbaum, a pharmacist from Integrative Solutions, Inc., says that there is a public perception that generics are cheap and bad, but typically the generics are just as effective as the brand, and they're typically much cheaper. Some over-the-counter medications may be used to replace the prescribed name brand with the advice and consent of your doctor or pharmacist. The reason why these over-the-counter meds are cheaper is because they didn't have to invest all that money in research and development in addition to building the brand name. So they've shortcut that. So after a drug's been out, I think it's 10 years that they can start knocking them off. In general, generic cough and cold medicines are much cheaper and just as effective as the brands. And while generics work for most of the over-counter medications, prescription medication should not be switched back and forth between generic and brand names, potentially because of the inactive ingredients and possible allergies. Also, absorption of prescription medications is different than over-the-counter medications. And while over-the-counter medications will still be the same, they perhaps are not on the prescription side. Number two on our list of 10 products you should always buy generic is cereal. And thank God I don't partake of this part of the White Death every morning. But cereal, for those that do, is one of the biggest values when buying generics. There's pushpins equaling the 25 to 50% mark in savings. A $5.50 box of name brand cereal can typically be acquired for $2 $3.99 on the generic side. It usually comes in larger packages for less money as well. So the taste is very similar. They look and act exactly the same, but they just don't have the famous characters that your children are used to seeing on TV. Number three, and this is good to know since I'm a bit of a baker, you could say, pantry staples, flour, sugar, salt, spices, and other single ingredient items are all the same, typically speaking. Government regulations, again, playing in our favor for generics, require the same product labeling and storage for generics as they do for name brands. So buying a label is like giving away something that you don't need to for something you use each and every day. And since the brand names very rarely discount their things, sometimes you can find a manufacturer's coupon, but for consistent savings all the time, going with generics is usually the best way to manage your finances and your allocated resources for food. Number four on this list is soda. And the one item that goes against most people's principles is to buy generic versus name brand soda pop. But soda is cheap to produce, so you don't save a whole lot of money when buying generic. But most money can be saved on generic items that are expensive to make and cheap to produce. And the generic versions are often much cheaper than the name brand. You may notice a difference. So instead of investing in the multi-pack, if you were considering going generic, you might want to try a taste test before buying the less expensive colas. Soda, pop, Coke, or whatever else you call it, it's a bias that you may be surprised to learn that the generic tastes the same as your favorite brands. We have more items that you could be buying generic and saving some cash instead of spending that moolah for the name brands. Plus, what name brands should you always stick with no matter what? You are listening to Generic versus Name Brands on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we will be right back with more coming up after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420 or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Generic versus name brand. Yes, indeedy. Which do you do? Here's one that surprises me, especially with all the marketing and the quote-unquote science behind all of this, is gasoline. I'm surprised it's on this generic list because, you know, I remember 20 years ago when there was a study done and it said what the best quality gasolines were for the particular car that I drove. And so I've kind of just gone by that rule of thumb for the last 20 years and only seen these brands grow and talk about all the technology and science that they're putting behind their gasoline. But I guess just like pantry staple items and other generics, buying off-brand gas gets essentially the same gas as the name-brand gas stations. The price difference can be up to 20 cents a gallon, though. So that's a buck every 5 gallons. So if you have a 20-gallon tank, that's $4 each fill-up. How far do you drive? How often do you have to fill up? That could be $10 to $12 a week or more in savings if you have to commute. So that's a big one. I was surprised to see that on this list. And number six, here's another one that I am such a sucker for because I'm a technology chickie. I live for my technology, except I'm having issues with all these stupid new glass, haptic feedback smartphones. I think those suck, but that's a show for another day. But the one thing that surprised me, because I am an aficionado of fine technology, and being the gadget girl that I am, I feel like I must have the quality components to go with, but electronic cables are on the list to buy generic. It says if you're going to spend $1,500 on a new fancy TV, why not spend another $100 or so on fancy HDMI cables with gold tips that connect to it? Because that's what you hear from the salesman. What you don't know is that the $9 cables will work just as well. People are afraid that they're going to screw up their TV if they don't buy the highest priced connections. And your salespeople will pounce on that fear in a heartbeat to rack up higher commissions. But the fact that the copper conductors on the expensive cables claim to give a better signal, in reality, any cable that fits into that particular slot will work. And so I'm like thinking, geez, Louise, did I waste, tons of money going with these fancier cables, and I had no idea. And I'm ashamed to admit this, too, because I only use it for large-ticket items, but I'm probably wasting more money on small-ticket items. Since, you know, I have a subscription to Consumer Reports. I can go online and research anything I'm about ready to buy. And I'm a sucker for all of that exercise crap on TV, too. Just ask Elena in the chat room, because she'll tell you what I bought yesterday for us to work out here at the office. For 3 minutes, we can have fabulous thighs. We can go from fat ass and flabulous to totally lean and fabulous in just 3 minutes a day. And I fell for that one, hook, line, and sinker. I like this subscription, and we should probably get them to advertise on our show. What I like about it is because they don't accept advertising in their publications, so they're truly unbiased. It's like my favorite cooking magazine. It's called Cooks Illustrated. Because they will accept no advertisement only the paid subscriptions support the magazine and the publication. They give you truly unbiased information. And I should use it for more items like these, because you can go online and do it, too. That's what's so cool about it. For these smaller things where it's not like I'm going for a big-ticket item when I want to buy a new steam cleaner or something. It's these little things where they nickel and dime you, $5 here, $10 there, on things like cables. It just it sounds like a bunch of malarkey, but that all adds up. And remember, when we mind our pennies, our dollars take care of themselves. And so we have to be watching them. And do not be upset with the person that pinches the pennies. My husband likes to tease one of our neighbors, and he says the only time he lets go of a nickel is to get a better grip on it. But he has a huge pile of money in the bank as a result of that. So that's not a bad thing. So I would recommend shopping around even for smaller ticket items, things that you have to buy all the time, because goodness knows I go through cell phone chargers like water. I probably change them almost as often as my underwear because the wires fray or they get broken or the dog chews them up or something. So this is a way to create consistent savings throughout your spending plan to help maximize and get the most dollar value for the least amount of money. And that's what this is all about. So let's run through the rest of this list, shall we? Here's another one that girls are going to flip their cookies about because they are so into their Borghese or Chanel lipsticks and their blushers and God only knows, Bobbi Brown and MAC and all those. Guess what? Makeup and other beauty products. You're just buying the hype. Drugstores have learned that they can duplicate the brands that the leaders in the beauty industry have set forth and still make a profit while saving consumers half or more of what they would have spent on the branded products. If the technology isn't patented, there is no rule against making an exact copy of a beauty product as a generic one. Store brand beauty products that stand out include items like Target and some of the other bigger drug stores. And Target and Walmart are now getting designer makeup artists to endorse their products. I just bought the Sonia Kashuk line of brushes at Target, and they're just as nice as the expensive ones that I used for years and years, and I was shampooing them out. And now, if I want to change out my brushes because they get yucky, I'm not going to have to sit there and do that all the time because my financial outlay is significantly decreased. Here's another one, and I don't quite believe this one, but it is on the list. Batteries. Batteries, name brand batteries like Duracell and Energizer advertise that they last longer than batteries, but the generic ones just really hold up. There is an unscientific study at batterytruth.info that compares the branded to the generic lines. So stick that in your flashlight and shine on that. How about number 9, salad mix and produce. Lettuce is lettuce and an apple is an apple, no matter what brand it has on it. So it doesn't make it a better banana because Chiquita is on the label, just so you know. And last but not least, baby formula. Like medicine, it's another area where people don't want to skimp because everybody feels like they want the best for their baby and think that because it costs more, it must be better. But that's wrong. The Infant Formula Act, I can't believe there's legislation about this, requires specific procedures to be followed in making infant formulas. Paying $13 for a can of Enfamil or Similac over a generic brand is a waste of money since both must be certified by the FDA as good and healthy for your baby. Kind of interesting. I love Wise Bread, and they have a great Twitter, and they have a great Twitter chat in the afternoons on Thursdays. you may want to participate in, where they have group discussions and talk about all sorts of things just like this. So how do you know when you should go generic and when to pay more? Well, there are certain lines that you want to stick with. So any kind of pain relievers and over-the-counter medications, like we spoke already, generic wins. But on certain toiletries, name brand wins, according to a study done on Yahoo Finance by U.S. News and World Report. Cottonelle and Quilted Northern do have their value over store brands. And I would tend to agree, because I'm a Quilted Northern fan. And the author says that they haven't yet found a store brand option that is comparable in quality and comfort. Again, generic wins for gasoline, but surprise, surprise, for clothing, name brand wins. I'm surprised. But they're saying that saving money in the short term on clothing, buying the off-brands, says it's great, but not after a few times of wear and wash. The finer brands seem to have a much lower cost per wear because of the quality in the manufacturing and the raw products. Now, a way to save money on these luxury brands is to buy them off-season. And if you buy stuff that is more classic than contemporary, you'll always be stylish. You'll be able to wear the designer brands. You'll reduce your cost per wear of each item and still look fabulous. And if you want to buy something flashy that's hip and now for this season, then go ahead and buy that generic item, because by the time it's worn out, so will the style be. And that's something that I had to practice in my not-so-rich days after my divorce. I went back to wearing Walmart clothes but kept my high fashion accessories in line, and I never skimped on shoes because, you know, your feet are the foundation, and when you can't drive and you're on the Rubber Sole Express, it's good to have your feet in shape. And I know some people are probably laughing at me saying this, so I've always spent the money on quality shoes. But again, I buy them off season where they're like, you know, more than half to 75% off. So my cost in is low, and then it just exponentially increases my ability to wear that product for a longer period of time. And on food products, it's a tie, because food factories produce name brand and store brand items side by side using the same recipes and same ingredients. It's tough to say, God, you got to go for that designer brand. But this is all about personal preference when it comes to some food products. So for your gourmet food products, you may want to pick that name brand and splurge a little, because that's not something that you're buying each and every day. Hopefully that helps you make that decision between whether to go generic or go with the name brands. For more on this topic, please visit our website at unlockyourwealth.com and read this week's blog, The Fabulous Ever-Popular Effervescent Elena DeFior wrote a brilliant article on generic versus name brand, so I'd pop by and take a look at that. Coming up on Saturday's show, we are on our third key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. We're going to learn how to set goals that are achievable and realistic for us, both short, mid, and long-term goals. Joining us will be Joe Pizzuolo. Try to say that five times fast. And he's going to talk about same-sex estate planning. This is a concern for most same-sex couples, and there's a lot of information you need to know that aren't addressed, like things that occur naturally for married couples. So tune in to listen to Joe. And then Carol Ackright is also going to be joining us on Saturday's show to help accentuate our key for this week on goal setting and financial planning from generation to generation. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals. You've been listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll look forward to seeing you Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a millionaire's day.